In an address at the start of the conference, NATO Deputy Secretary General Alessandro Minuto Rizzo said the North Atlantic Alliance faces new security risks that need to quickly be addressed. Mediterranean countries such as Spain and Italy have experienced an influx of illegal immigrants, particularly from Iraq, Afghanistan and West Africa. Although stricter border checks and cooperation with migrants' countries of origin have helped ease the influx, there are other issues that pose security threats to the region. These include an increase in terrorism and the spread of weapons of mass destruction. Minuto Rizzo outlined steps that the NATO alliance needs to take to combat these issues.
One, developing our cooperation with other international actors. Two, improving our capabilities. And three, deepening and expanding our partnership.
Minuto Rizzo said more than 50,000 troops are deployed under NATO's operational command on three different continents. He says a strong partnership is needed between NATO and the European Union in order to maintain security throughout Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. In a video message at the conference, Franco Frattini, Justice and Security Commissioner for the EU, agreed on the importance of strengthening Euro-Atlantic ties, which includes the United States, a NATO member.
Il Mediterraneo può e deve diventare sempre di più.
Frattini says the Mediterranean can and must become a region of peace and economic development. He said NATO can no longer just focus on military defense, but must turn toward cooperation on the political and security fronts. Frattini said that cooperation between the European Union and NATO will strengthen the region's ability to prevent and react to terrorism.
L'Europa, purtroppo, è obiettivo.
Frattini said Europe is a target of terrorism, as are the Mediterranean states, and that is why common efforts must be made. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Palermo.